USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says precautions are being taken ahead of President Trump's rally set to take place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Saturday night.
We are administering hand sanitizer, masks to those who are in attendance should they decide to wear them, and we are taking temperature checks.
McEnany, during the daily White House press briefing on Friday, continues.
We are confident that we can operate safely in Tulsa. As I noted at the beginning of this, Governor Stitt said under 200 people are in hospitals across Oklahoma.
McEnany also pointing out how the media's coverage over President Trump's rallies is far different than the way they covered the Black Lives Matter protests within the last month. Elvita King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., is calling on Juneteenth to be made into a national holiday. King making her comments in a column posted by Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Seattle business owner Joy Rodolfo says his city's troubles began long before demonstrators took over six city blocks and called it the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, or CHOP for short. Rodolfo saying he's seen the crime rate surge, more homeless people, and drugs and gangs taking over his downtown. He tells Fox News many business owners are fed up and leaving the city.
Speaking for myself and for other friends that have either restaurants or other businesses, I can tell you that it's about to have... Seattle's going to experience a mass exodus, and I hear people going to Idaho.
The Treasury Department is reporting U.S. charitable donations in 2019 were nearly $500 billion and marked the highest contributions ever. The Treasury Department saying that individuals, corporations, and foundations gave $446 billion to charities in the United States last year. That's an increase of just over 4%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is encouraging Elon Musk to move Tesla's operation to Texas, a state that has been consistently ranked as a top business-friendly state in the United States. Cruz telling Fox Business Tesla does have a history with Texas and that he had a great conversation not too long ago with Musk.
Well, I'm very optimistic about Tesla. When Elon Musk has expressed loudly his dissatisfaction with their headquarters in California, I immediately responded with a tweet welcoming him to Texas, pointing out we love jobs in the state of Texas. I actually followed that up by calling Elon. He and I spent about 45 minutes on the phone. I was actually taking a walk in my neighborhood and on the phone with him. And I wanted him to hear from me directly. I was walking my dog, so it's sort of an interesting strolling around, walking my dog. And telling him, come to Texas. We love jobs. We don't have the crazy lunatics you've got there that'll shut your factory down, that'll drive up your costs. And let me tell you, I've got some... Elon already has significant businesses in Texas. SpaceX, which he also owns. SpaceX has a rocket launch facility down at the southern tip of Texas, which they want to expand dramatically. They have a rocket testing facility in McGregor, Texas, which is just outside of Waco. I've been there before. And so I leaned in very hard saying, Texans, we like innovation, we like entrepreneurs, we like jobs.
For USA Radio News... I'm Tim Berg.